Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers. And this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. We're here.
We're here. It's the 19th of November. Oh, Jack Frost is nibbling at your toes. Rockstock's coming soon.
Oh, it is.
So Santa, he'll be up your flue in a minute or two.
If you know where to find it.
Aye.
Oh,
aye. But hello. I'm in a moment preparing for my pantomime in Redhill, where I am Captain Hook.
How many pages of dialogue have you got to have?
I've got loads. I'm cacking myself.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think of this? Right, I can't wait to do it. I thought I might do it West Country, but it might be offensive to people.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But pirates. Anyway, I was going to do it. I thought I'd do it grand.
Right, go on then, go on.
Silence! I forgot. Just a minute.
This doesn't bode well.
Silence! You are in the presence of one Captain Hook, the captain of the... Oh, I forgot again. Oh.
Have you got a prompt over in the pit?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You haven't?
I know I've got one line, though.
What's that?
I'm going to stick me hook where the sun don't shine.
Well, that's easy to remember in any state.
I'm not sure where it goes, though.
I know, but how do you open it?
I go, right, to thunderous applause, of course.
I'll do it, of course.
Words. Silence, you slimy, nauseating, land-loving scumbags. You are in the presence of Captain Cook. James Hook, not Cook. Oh, I've got to need more work on this.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
It's our winter warmers, Dave. What have we got for them?
Oh, this is a cuddly fat one. It's roast belly of pork with sage.
It's a bit like us.
Oh, I know. It's one of those things about you, but no matter whether I'm in diet mode or indulgent mode, if it's on a menu, I find it hard to get past belly pork.
I know, because it's so lovely.
And we give good belly.
We do.
It's braised in cider. It's got apples. It's salt, pepper, thyme, a lot of sage leaves. It goes so well with pork.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
We're there. And you know, the UK does pork better than anybody else. I mean, the amount of pork products we manage to get out of a pig is quite remarkable. I think it's brilliant.
Yep, from bacon to trotters.
That's it.
But you know, the beauty of this is, what you want to do is, you want crackling on the top.
No, you would do.
Fat makes crackling, and the skin's next to the fat. With belly pork, you get the ultimate crackling.
Yeah.
But you want the meat soft, so therefore you braise it and steaming with the juices coming up from below.
Oh.
But the recipe, it's all there on the Planet Rock website. Free!
We've done it for free again.
Yeah. Belly pork used to be so cheap, didn't it?
Yeah. What happened there?
People start buying it, price goes up.
Stop buying belly pork so we can all afford it.
No. Belly pork's brilliant. You get like a house brick of it and crackling.
Oh, I just love it. I love it. The amount of times that I've done full bellies of pork in the wood fired up and literally you put it on the table in 30 seconds, boom, gone.
Yeah. Yeah, or Chinese crispy roast belly pork.
Nice.
Just cut to that. Enough, you know, like little cubes that are just right for your chopsticks.
Yeah.
Dipped in your hoisin.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm there.
Yeah, give it a go. You know you want to.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
If you don't like what you see here, get the funk out.
It's me funked out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I see.
Anyway, thank you for all your fabulous emails.
No, thank you. Honestly, we do really love receiving them because you lot are absolutely hilarious.
Well, let's have another one then.
Right, it's by a guy called Dave Sears. Hiya, Dave. And he says, is Dave moonlighting for the BBC?
I've been for years, mate.
It's a chance to be a fine thing, I tell you. Right, anyway, hi, Hairy Bikers both. Si, this is a question for you. Si, have you seen the comedy on BBC called Upstart Crow? I have. This stars David Mitchell as it's Will Shakespeare. Yes, it's a remarkable resemblance. If you stick a pair of glasses on him, he could pass as Dave's identical twin. Uncanny, extraordinary and scary too.
But he's got no hair at the front.
You know, self-knowledge is a wonderful thing, Dave.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Oh, let's have a Sunday Roast Amnesty, Simon. Let's have a sensitive, collectively kind of intelligent moment where we'll solve somebody's problem.
It's Derek Wu.
Derek Wu?
Yeah, Wu.
Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu.
Oh, Mr. Wu, what can you do?
Right, the subject...
Mr. Wu.
Will you shut up?
Mr. Wu's got a problem.
He's got dumplings. He says, hi, boys, can you help me with my stew nightmare?
Oh.
When I can be bothered, I get up early and stick a million bits and bobs into a slow cooker. Sheep, beefsteak, lamb, it's all cooks a treat. However, I make my dumplings, and they always end up rock hard. How do I make soft, fluffy, tasty dumplings? Please, please help.
Suet.
Thanks, Del.
Mr. Wu, you need suet in your dumplings.
Well, if
about
he's
50-50.
If he's putting them, if you're exactly right, dude. But if he's putting them in the slow cooker. With everything else, it'll be flipping cannonballs by the time they come out.
Oh.
You cannot put, right, Mr. Wu, you cannot put your dumplings in at the same time as the raw meat that you're cooking in the slow cooker. That doesn't work. Dumplings need 20 minutes, no longer, and you can crisp the tops off underneath the grill.
Yeah, the crap meat that you've got will probably take 4 hours.
Well, exactly.
He's right. He's right.
I'm right. So, that's how you do it. So, follow a recipe. The Hairy Bikers have got a great book, numerous books out, that always have dumplings in them.
Yep.
So go and buy a book and get your dumplings right.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Hey! Yeah, can you got an email here?
Right, go on.
Apparently you caused a furore whilst I was away.
Yes, no, it's normally the case.
You've opened your gob again.
I have, well, there's no like it.
It was in relationship to your The Last Crazy Rock Band. Now,
yes.
This is from Scott Howie.
Yes.
And it said, don't agree with you about Oasis, because I believe you said that Oasis were the...
I think, well, what I said was Oasis were the last global proper rock and roll band that were true to rock and roll.
Okay. Anyway, go back to the email. It said, they thought that they were John Lennon and the Beatles reincarnated, personal opinion. The last real great rock and roll band for me were Nirvana. Up there.
No, definitely up there. I just think that as a UK-based rock and roll band, they took the planet on and they just went, this is who we are. We're from Manchester. This is our personality. This is our persona. They made no apologies for it. And you can say yes or no or whatever, but, you know, they did rock and roll like rock and roll should be. They didn't give a flying about what they said, how they said it, how they presented themselves. They just did what they did. And if people liked it, they liked it. If they didn't, they didn't. And it was on a global scale across, and lots of different people plugged into it that wouldn't ordinarily plug into Nirvana, for instance. But again, it's a personal opinion. And, you know, that's the great thing about music. It brings up debate and wonder, and that's brilliant. And actually, I absolutely agree with him, because Nirvana was a brilliant rock and roll band.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.